Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. Well, today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the second ODI, second of three ODIs. It's a day nighter at the Zahra Ahmed Chaudhry Stadium in Chittagong, also known as Chattagram in Bangladesh, between Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, the old rivals. Well, not really old, but a bit of a recent rivalry. It's spicing up. There's always something happening between these two teams. And it's pretty competitive. It's pretty funny. It's good fun for a lot of cricket fans, even fans from other countries, other parts of the world watching this series now. They're interested to see what happens next, what antics will happen next in that. In this rivalry. These two do play each other in the test series after this series, a two-match test series, and then they will be playing each other in the T20 World Cup. So, hey, I'll give the ICC some credit here. Good scheduling there. Get these two up against each other. And it'll lead to some good cricketing matches and some good moments. So, yeah, that'll be really good to watch. So, yeah, can't wait for that. Really can't wait for that T20 World Cup. It'll be interesting to watch. International T20 is something else. So, yeah, and T20 World Cups always deliver. Last T20 World Cup, the quality of the matches were excellent. So, can't wait for that to happen. Hopefully, it's going to be a cracker. Anyways, guys, just bear with me. Just got to check something. Whoopsies. Sorry about that. Just kind of lost my concentration for a bit. But anyways, back to it. Let's get back to it. So, yeah, Bangladesh taking a 1-0 lead in the series after a pretty comprehensive victory in the first ODI. Najmal Hussain Shanto scoring an excellent century, half century by Mushfiq Rahim, the veteran, and the fast bowlers, Shroff Al-Islam, Tanzim Hassan Shakib, and who's that other guy? Tuscan Ahmed taking 3 wickets apiece, and Mehdi Hassan Miraj, absolutely economical. Brilliant stuff from him, the star all-rounder for Bangladesh. Really doing a good job there. Bangladesh winning that game by 6 wickets with 32 balls remaining. Really good performance by Bangladesh in that first ODI. Can they back it up and take a 2-0 lead in the series, or will Sri Lanka bounce back and level the series? Well, we'll find out. It's a day-nighter, second ODI at the Zahra Ahmed Chaudhry Stadium in Chattagram, also known as Chittagong. All right, Chattagram, whatever. Yep, so the teams for this game, Bangladesh's team, Litton Das, struggled a bit in the first game, got out for a golden duck, I'm pretty sure. And Shaumya Shaka, Najmal Hussain Shanto, captain at number 3, Tohid Hridoy, Mamadullah Riyad, Mushfiqur Rahim, wicketkeeper, batsman, Mehdi Hassan Miraj, Tanzim Hassan Shakib, Tuscan Ahmed, Shroff Al-Islam, and Tajul Islam. And for Sri Lanka, Patum Nisanka, Avishka Fernando, Kusal Mendes, captain and wicketkeeper at number 3, Sadira Samara Wickrama, Charita Salanka, Janet Lianage, Dunit Walalagi, Wanindu Hasaranga, Pramod Madhushan, Dilshan Madhushankar, Lahiru Kumara, and yeah, that's pretty much their team. Of the game. And yeah, no debutants for either team. And Sri Lanka won the toss, elected a field first. And well, Bangladesh put on a pretty good total in their 50 overs, finishing on 286 for 7 off their 50 overs, going at a run rate of 5.72 runs and over. 9 extras considered by the Sri Lankans with the ball, so they were pretty good with their extras. 1 by, 1 leg by, 1 no ball, and 6 wides considered by the Sri Lankans. Big loss for the Sri Lankans though was Dilshan Madhushankar, who was bowling absolutely superbly. 2 for 30 after 6.4 overs when he just went off with a niggle to his hamstring and his, I think it was his hamstring or his shin. He just really struggled. He was limping off and, yeah, that was a big loss. He bowled one maiden over at that point, got 2 wickets, went at a climb rate of 4.50 runs and over, just bowled a wide and a no ball, but other than that, he was absolutely superb. Up front, got the wicket of Litton Das and Najmal Hussain Shanto as well, just a bit later on, so got the first 2 wickets. Yeah, so, Sri Lanka would miss him. Most likely he wouldn't play the last ODI, I don't think he will. It turned out he wouldn't even play the last ODI, be available for the last ODI due to injury. So that was a huge loss for the Sri Lankans, he was out after looking really good. And, yeah, the rest of the bowls kind of struggled a bit, except for one Indah Hasaranga, the superstar all-rounder for Sri Lanka. He was absolutely superb. 4 for 45 off his 10 overs, one maiden over, caught him out at 4.5, 0 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. 1 wicket for Pramod Madhushan, who was very expensive. 1 for 72 off his 9 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 8 runs and over. Really expensive. The most expensive bowler for the Sri Lankans on the day. 3 wides, he bowled 3 wides and a no ball, and didn't bowl a no ball. Dunid Walalagi didn't get a wicket, but he was economical. None for 47 off his 10 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 4.70 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball, but a pretty economical spell from him. The tail did wag a bit for the Bangladeshis, but star of the show, two batsmen really stood out. Mamadou Riyad did get a second ball duck, and Litton Das, unfortunately, his form, poor form continues in the series. Third ball duck in the first over of the innings. He was dismissed off the bowling off Dilshan Madhushankar. And when Indah Hasaranga got bamboozled Mamadou Riyad and stumped him, absolutely brilliant bowling from him. And, Todd Ridley, the young man, plenty of potential, really lived up to in this game. 96 not out of 102 balls, 3 fours, 5 sixes, and a strike rate of 94.11. Brilliant innings, top scorer for the Bangladeshis. And Soumya Sarkar, 68 of 66 balls, 11 fours, 1 six, at a strike rate of 103.03. Outstanding spell from, innings from him, but just couldn't quite convert that into a 100. Najmul Hussain Chanta, the captain, got off to another start, but didn't quite carry on. Mushfiq Rahim got off to a start, didn't quite carry on, though. And double-digit scores for Mahdi Hassan Raj, Tanzim Hassan Shakib, and Taskin Ahmed as well. And, for the Sri Lankans, though. So, for Sri Lanka, one Indah Hasaranga, that was, what was it? He's third four-wicket haul in his ODI career. He's got four five-wicket hauls. So really good stuff for one Indah Hasaranga. Just keeps getting better in ODIs. He's already a T20 superstar around the world. Plays a lot of T20 league cricket around the world as well. And he's proven to be one of Sri Lanka's main bowlers now in ODIs. Excellent record in ODIs and T20s. Really threatening bowler. Yeah, so really good stuff for one Indah Hasaranga. Soumya Sarkar, been around for a bit, 31 years of age now. Crossed 2,000 runs, I think he did cross 2,000 runs in the ODI series as well. He crossed 2,000 runs in this innings in ODIs. Took him a while though. He started his career off on a really good note. Has been a bit up and down since then. 12 ODI 50s, third ODI. He's got 3 ODI 100s to his name. Really good stuff from Soumya Sarkar. All rounder, he's a bit of an all rounder, okay. Maybe all rounder to have, I'd say that. Batting all rounder, but Todd Hridoy, 23 years of age, he's got plenty of time in his career. Played the under 19s for Bangladesh as well. 730 or 50, he hasn't quite got 100 yet, he's just 100. And he's just 100 plus runs away from a milestone of. Of 1,000 ODI runs, which will be special for him when he achieves it. Would that score be enough for Bangladesh? Well, unfortunately, it wasn't. It was a bit tense towards the end. But in the end, Sri Lanka finished on 287 for 7 off their 47.1 overs, winning the game by 3 wickets with 17 balls remaining. Bangladesh didn't help themselves, conceding 16 extras, that too in the form of wides. It was Avishka Fernando was dismissed for a golden duck, but the star of the show with a bat was really Patan Nisanka and Charita Salunka as well. Charita Salunka, 91 off 93 balls, 6 fours, 4 sixes at a strike rate of 97.84. Nearly got another 100 to back up as an ODI World Cup 100 against Bangladesh as well. 1,900 odd runs, he's just he's not too far away from a milestone of. Not too far away from a milestone of 2,000 ODI runs. That's a really good record in ODIs. And a decent T20 record, Charita Salunka. Charita Salunka, That's his 12th ODI 50. He's got 300s to his name. Really good record early on in his career. You reckon he'll get better and better with time. And Patom Nisanka, he's having a good run at the moment in ODIs. He's crossed 2,000 ODI runs as well. Got a double 100 recently, becoming the first Sri Lankan to score a double 100 in ODIs. But, and that was his third ODI 100 in five innings. Absolutely superb. Really good golden run for him in his ODI career. His sixth ODI 100 to go along with 13 ODI 50s. He's really having a good time. Averaging 44.5. Zero with the bat. Odd with the bat. And also 2,225 runs. Really good performance for him. 55 matches in ODI, so he's got plenty of time. Probably one of the premier, I'd say he's just going to get better and better and become one of the premier ODI batsmen in the world. Really good stuff from him. 114 off 113 balls. 13 fours, 3 sixes at a strikeout of 100.88. Superb innings from Patom Nisanka. 2 wickets for Trough of Islam. 2 wickets for Tanzim Hassan Tuscan Ahmed as well. A wicket for Tanzim Hassan Shakib, and a wicket for Mehdi Hassan Miraj, and a wicket for Tajul Islam. Pick of the bowlers for Sri Lanka, sorry, for Bangladesh. Well, it's two of them, really. Tusker and Ahmed, 2 for 49 off his 9 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate 5.44 runs and over. Bowled 4 wides, didn't bowl no ball, though. And Sharif al-Islam, 2 for 49 off his 9 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate 5.44 runs and over. Bowled 4 wides, didn't bowl no ball as well. So, basically identical figures for both of them. But it wasn't enough to defend. They went at a run rate of 6.08 runs and over, so well above the required rate, and winning by 3 wickets with 17 balls remaining. Patom Nisanka, man of the match for his excellent 100. And that levels the series. It goes to a decider. Can Sri Lanka come from behind to win the series, or will Bangladesh win this series? Well, we'll find out. Anyways, guys, thank you for your time. Have a good night, and until next time, it's bye for now. Have a good night.